I don't know.
Do you ever hear it called Stump?
Stump whiskey? I think I have heard that name.
And Moonshine, of course. And Cheap Whiskey, what are some of the names they call that? They might buy it in town, but...
I heard is Moonshine.
Moonshine.
But I've made some more names that I don't know.
Busthead,
Popskull. I've heard that, but it is.
Those are some of the words that have been given to me.
I see.
Anything that a child likes to play with? Anything a child likes to play with? You see, now before you go to bed, you have to gather up all your...
Play things.
That's all that I have on this list. Would you have anything that you'd like to see us put on the list that we've forgotten?
I don't know.
Is that pretty... What do you think of the interview? Does it go on too long, do you think, for most people?
I think it's all right. It was all right.
Have you heard of anyone doing this kind of work around
the country? No, I have. I sure have.
Ideally, we ought to put a dictionary together. You know, the regular dictionary really doesn't give these different...
The terms.
That's
right,
the distinctions. Mm-hmm. So eventually, I suppose in 20, 25 years, somebody will try to use all this data and make a dictionary out of it. And it would be very useful,
it
seems to me.
Because
these are being used.
Good questions need to be answered.
That's right. You have to talk to people who really use these.
That's right.
You can't... Read about them.
That's right, and not hear or get the answer to something.
Well, I sure thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. I looked at the test, I said, well, it must be a test or something. I don't know about it, but I enjoy it.
I'm glad you say that, because many people think I'm giving them some kind of test, and it worries me because I don't mean to give them that feeling.
That's right.
I
didn't know what you were up to, and I thought you were trying to sell something, and I just...
Yes, I never bring my briefcase in. I used to, and people had nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out they thought I was trying to sell them an encyclopedia or
That's
a book
right.
or something.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So.
I was wondering, would you happen to know of another... someone else who doesn't have your education, a colored person who's lived around the farm most of his life, or her life, and would have the patience to talk like this. Could you send me to someone I could see this afternoon, you think?
I don't know. I did have in mind a retired teacher that I know, a good friend of mine, but she's a the Seventh Day Adventist, and today is her Sunday.
I see.
Her church.
I would really rather talk to someone who isn't as well educated as you are. So you would know, you're very much aware of what we're doing here. I'd rather talk to somebody who is, who would just use the terms without really thinking about it,
That's right. Like you did me.
Well, you were very conscious of what we were doing.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
And I wonder if someone else who would enjoy talking and would go through this.
Well, I know some more of them too, but I don't know whether you'd call to find them home or not this evening.
Uh-huh.
It's been on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And you teach it on in the week, during the week. And they'll be there during the week, but I just don't know.
Particularly a farmer. some farmer who is retired and might be home with his children. It's very hard to... or if he is retired and lives in town, so long as he's... what we try to do is get someone who is well educated and someone who doesn't have much education, and then see how their speech